This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, sports troubles from track to field. But first, to Alabama, where the chief judge of the Alabama Supreme Court has been suspended with pay for refusing to remove a monument to the Ten Commandments from the court building's rotunda. Reporter Melanie Peebles has been following this story, and she joins us now from Montgomery. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Linda.
Melanie, could you catch us up on the details? Roy Moore, the chief judge, was the driving force behind erecting this monument to the Ten Commandments. Then a federal court told him to remove it, and he refused. Then his colleagues overruled him. And what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, the Alabama Judicial Inquiry of Commission decided that the evidence against Moore, the claims that he'd violated the judicial canon of ethics by defying a federal court order to remove the monument, the commission decided that the evidence was strong enough to be presented at a court of the judiciary, which is a court where, if found guilty, he could be disciplined or even removed from office. So he has 30 days to respond.
That sounds like a very big change from 40 years ago when George Wallace was standing in the schoolhouse door. This time the Alabama establishment apparently has said the state needs to bow to the feds. Is that right?
That's right. The times have changed. You know, 40 years ago, Wallace defied federal government and federal courts to integrate the schools and the states did behind them. But today we have Moore defying the federal government, federal courts, and, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of political supporters behind him, basically no one. Alabama's Attorney General Bill Pryor, even though he said that he personally believes that Ten Commandments should be able to be displayed in a government building, that he still has his responsibility as Attorney General that he can't shirk. And in fact, his exact words were, "I have a duty to obey all orders of courts, even when I disagree with those courts." The state of Alabama, you know, hasn't really been able to shake the legacy of George Wallace. It's something that everybody here lives with. And defying the federal courts again, it's the sort of black eye that nobody really wants to see again. That's not the same thing as saying that Judge Wilmore doesn't have plenty of non-political supporters. He's got a ton of them. They're rallying on the steps of the state judicial building right now, which is where they've been for days.
Melanie, what happens next to Judge Moore and to the monument?
Well, the monument is still there, and right now Moore's going to have to start working on his defense. This judiciary court that's going to decide his fate, it's actually carried out like a regular court of law. And if he's found guilty, he'll be disciplined or could be removed from office. And meanwhile, there are preparations underway to move the monument either out of the judicial building or to a less prominent place. And Moore's attorneys say that he's not going to try to stop those efforts, but his supporters say they're willing to, you know, use their bodies to block anyone from taking that monument out of the building.
Reporter Melanie Peebles joined us from Montgomery, Alabama. Melanie, thank you very much.
Thank you.